This is the BitSmack podcast for February 16th, 2006. Welcome to BitSmack Weekly, the podcast of love. I'm your host, RC, and with me is Goz.
I don't know what you have planned for tonight, but count me out.
So Valentine's Day was this week. For those, or for those of you listening to us, Tuesday.
Valentine's Day is crap.
Yeah.
St. Valentine, I think he was just... He's being paid off by De Beers and Kay's Jewelers and...
Well, few people know the story of St. Valentine and how back in the olden days, he invented the stuffed animal bear holding a heart.
Oh, I assumed he was the Hannibal Lecter of, like, the 18th century, and he was going through eating people's hearts. And over the years, it just got changed into something else.
Leave it to those Catholics to turn something like eating people's hearts into a national holiday.
You sure that guy from Indiana Jones wasn't St. Valentine, the priest that ripped out the guy's heart?
Kalima! Shakti! Kalima!
So, speaking of 80s movies, somebody put together their own trailer that... I'm assuming you guys have heard of Brokeback Mountain. Story of... The funny thing is, when the previews first came out, I said, "Oh, Tara, there's a good movie for you." Then I found out it's about two gay guys. Two gay cowboys. But some guys took footage from the Back to the Future movies and made it Brokeback to the Future, where apparently Doc Brown and Marty McFly have a homosexual relationship.
It is a pretty funny trailer.
We'll have a link to it in the show. Legally, I don't know how they get away with that.
What? Anyone can make anything.
Legally, they can't.
They're not selling it.
It doesn't matter. Do you know nothing about copyright?
Anyone can just take copyrighted material, edit it however they want, and just throw it on the internet.
Not legally. I don't understand how YouTube has not been sued.
I don't see how they could be sued.
There are so many copyright violations up there, it's not even funny.
But it's... I mean, it's not making any money.
YouTube's making money.
Not really.
Yeah, look. Look at the Brokeback page.
Through ads.
I have an ad for roll-off and dump trailers. An ad for 2006 Oscar nominations from the New York Times. And male voiceover talent. Tom Buck.
Well, I don't know.
So, obviously, YouTube is making money off of these.
Well, I guess.
Just say, you're right, Goz.
Suck it, Goz. Speaking of sucking, K-Dog's not with us tonight.
As you can tell by the lack of benign banner. So that means we have to make up for it.
He just got a new Guitar Freaks arcade machine, so he's got that going for him. Let's see what's in the mailbag.
Oh, yeah, we got a doozy this week. Voicemail. Oh, I forgot to put one. Well, I'll talk about that after the voicemail. Here we go. We might have to play it twice.
Yes, trying to get a hold of Jeff Kennedy. This is Victor Parker in Destin. Would you please give me a call back? 281-802-6402. Thank you.
So apparently, John F. Kennedy, somebody's looking for John F. Kennedy named Victor Fokker, and What was his name again? Yeah, let me... Whoa!
Yes, trying to get a hold of Jeff Kennedy. This is Victor Parker in Justin. Would you please give me a call back? 281.
See? Victor Parker and Justin.
Maybe this is a call from the past. And they were actually trying to get a hold of the president.
Maybe the Bitsmack voicemail line used to be the president's Seattle hotline number.
Yeah, for all those times he was set up in Seattle.
Was Seattle even a was Washington
a state? Well, Seattle was never a state, really.
Was Washington even a state back then? I thought JFK bought that from the French.
I think for $12. I think he bought that. He bought that from the Indians. They were French Indians, though. So
French Indians, French roast, French kissing. Let's move on to news.
It was announced this week that the Nintendo DS will soon have its own web browser called Opera, which is actually already a web browser, but it's just being adapted to the Nintendo DS. And I know what you're thinking. I don't even like Opera music. Well, it doesn't have anything to do with that. It's just a way to read web pages on the DS.
And it's pretty cool what Opera does for low devices like the DS is they run the web pages through their own proxy server, which recompresses the images and stuff down to a lower quality, and so it goes faster.
Neat.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Do they have Opera for the Trio?
Yes, they do, and I told you about it like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I might have to check that out then.
Gee, many Christmas. Do you not listen to me at all?
Yes, I come in it, fade in and out.
Okay, you know what? The other thing I tagged for the show is not in here. Well, shoot. I can't shoot. Let me see if I can find it right quick. Go into the next news item.
Why didn't you find it before you started the podcast back up?
Oh, well, that would have made sense, too.
The next news item, there's some pictures of the new Slim DS compared to the regular DS, and it looks pretty impressive. The screens look a lot brighter. It's basically a kick to the crotch for anyone who owns the current DS, because now they're coming out with this
and
much
see,
cooler one.
I was telling you guys, no, I'm not going to... I'm waiting for the first redesign of the DS, because if I know Nintendo, like I know Nintendo, they're going to come out with a new model like every...
year, apparently.
12 to 18 months. Okay,
I didn't think it would be out this quick.
Oh, here's a link for it. This is all DS stuff today. Apparently, the DS, the Nintendo DS, is the only thing that has something going for it this week.
Yep.
I've been out at a tech conference, so I'm a little behind on things. But Datel is now offering a 4-gig hard drive with media player for the Nintendo DS.
Woohoo!
So you can watch movies or play MP3s. It's
but
$180
how big
bucks.
Is it? Is it like that ugly thing that we reviewed about the PSP a couple weeks ago?
No, this looks better because it plugs into the Game Boy slot, and it also has a DS cartridge for the software. And I don't.
It doesn't
know.
Stick out very far. I don't want something that looks like it's got this huge, like, tumor growing off of it.
Well, I had a good link for it, and I didn't save it. Darn it. That pictures and stuff.
Somewhere a listener's crying right now. Let's move on to rants.
where they're saying, what am I doing listening to this?
All right. My rant this week is about television. First of all, NBC. You've got a couple shows I like, but now you're showing the Olympics. What's the deal? Do people watch the Olympics? Right now, I'm not going to be able to watch Office or My Name is Earl tonight because of you, Olympics. They didn't even have Saturday Night Live last week because of the Olympics.
It's because NBC spent like billions of dollars for the rights to broadcast the Olympics. And every year people complain about the Olympics coverage. Now, I was watching curling on CNBC and that was kind of good.
Curling is one of the coolest ones.
But I haven't watched any of the regular events on NBC. And CNBC, isn't that the Canadian one?
Probably. My second thing is CBS has already taken Love Monkey off the air after 3 episodes.
Just because your boyfriend Ed, or whatever his name is.
Tom Cavanaugh, who was on Ed on NBC, was an excellent show. I watched it every week for the 5 or so years it was on. It was an awesome show. So finally they give him a new show on CBS, and it was pretty good. But
what I don't understand is, do they already still have episodes they didn't show? Why don't they take these, when they do that, why don't they just take them and put them on iTunes so people can buy them?
Well, at least give the show more than 3 episodes. I mean,
hey, they only gave that Heather Graham show 1 episode.
Okay, that one was kind of lame.
And the book.
I actually watched it.
The Book of Daniel, I think they only gave that one like 2 episodes.
Well, that's because they were getting a lot of complaints from Christians.
But the USA Today said it was pretty good. Yeah. One of the complaints the Christians had with it, I shouldn't call them Christians, we're Christian.
those damn Christians. Always trying to oppress us with their morals.
I guess they were complaining because the guy in it's a minister, and his one son was gay, and they weren't making a big enough deal that the minister would be mad at his son for being gay. That was their one complaint, that a guy actually loved his son.
Well, and like his daughter stole drugs and...
Well, he was addicted to something.
Yeah.
USA Today said it wasn't bad. Of course, I didn't watch it, so what do I know?
I think you could put a TV show on that was pro Christianity, and Christians still complain about it.
What would that show be about?
I don't know. What's Seventh Heaven about? I'm assuming that is. I'm assuming that's a Christian show. Never seen it.
Or
it's got Heaven in the title.
I really think Joan of Arcadia was, too.
I think so.
So, I don't have any rants, actually.
All right.
Because my life is just great. Man, that's still my favorite song.
I know. We say that every week, too.
Need to come up with some new ones.
I know.
Commentary this week. You going to lead us off here? You read the article.
Oh, okay. This one guy on the internet, he wrote this article. I'm going to find his name here. David Wong. Wrote this article about the 10 best sci-fi films that never existed, and it's a pretty good read. Some of them in here are like an Alien 3 that didn't suck.
Oh man, the Alien 3 would be awesome because it was, they were coming to Earth.
Yeah, it was supposed to take place on Earth, and then that never happened, and they ended up killing off all the characters that survived in the last movie, and ended up sucking. Let's see, what are some other notable ones?
Oh man,
ones on
did
here?
You watch Alien 3?
Oh yeah. There was only like one Alien.
Oh,
whole
wait a second. Wasn't Joss Whedon involved in Alien 3?
Yeah, he was involved in Alien Resurrection.
Oh, that's because it had one good line in it. That must have been the line he wrote.
I think it was, stay away from her, you bitch.
No. That's in Aliens. No, there's a scene in Alien Resurrection when Winona Ryder and somebody else is sitting near the end. Shoot, I can't remember the line, but it was a good one.
Winona Ryder was the chosen one.
Couple of these other ones. Actually putting a British guy in charge of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
How do you know he wasn't British?
I don't know.
His name's Garth. I'm assuming that's British.
Well, they were talking about putting the guy who did...
Shaun of the Dead?
Yeah.
What's his name? It's in here. Maybe not.
Oh, that Garth Jennings had never previously directed a movie or a TV show.
See, I didn't think Hitchhiker's Guide was bad. And I liked the book.
But look at some of the British stuff you watch. Look at Coupling. Look at the British version of The Office.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just some subtle nuances that... It's not so in your face. For some reason, American TV and movies think they have to spell it out for you, pound it over your head, drag you out of the theater, kick you in the nuts, just to make a... with the same point, just so you realize what they're trying to say.
Kind of like how you were just trying to make your point across just now.
And failing miserably. I should have wrote that down beforehand.
The best example of that is compare the British Office to the American version of The Office. I think they're both excellent shows, but you watch the American version, it's just like off-the-wall stuff that no one would ever be able to get away with in real life. The British version is a lot more subtle, awkward situations.
Well, and look at Arrested Development. That went over the head of a majority of the viewers
on
TV.
Arrested Development is just way too smart for everybody. They had the final four episodes last Friday. Oh man, it was awesome. I mean, they crammed so many like minor little references to previous episodes that even if you'd watched all the episodes, it was still hard to keep up with all these just minor little jokes thrown in there. It was great.
So the rest of these top 10 sci-fi films.
I mean, the Star Wars one.
The Star Wars, he
obvious.
Is correct. The prequels, pretty much. We got the pod racing scene.
Yeah.
And Yoda fighting. And Natalie Portman in that white thing. Not as good as the gold bikini, though.
The Matrix sequels.
Man. Yeah, my brother hadn't watched any. He only watched the first Matrix. Hadn't watched the second or third. And I told him, no, don't watch the second. Because then you have to watch the third just so you have some sort of closure.
And you don't
they
really
both
have
pretty
any
much
closure.
Suck. Well, they... That's the... Those, instead of beating you over the head with the point, those, it's just kind of... They think they're too smart for their own good.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see how that V for Vendetta movie comes out, because it's done by them.
Is that the one?
It has Natalie Portman in it.
Oh, I thought it was Keira Knightley.
No, it's Natalie Portman. She shaved her head.
You sure?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Who am I to
it's
argue
based
with?
On a comic. It's based on a comic book.
Well, I'm afraid that Ultraviolet movie is going to suck.
I know. The more previews I see for it, the more like...
I mean, what are the soldiers doing the Metroid ball thing as they roll into places?
and their armor is made out of like...
Glass.
Plexiglass or something.
It just shatters. I'm like, what is going on here? I was thinking maybe those aren't the... Warrior dudes are made out of glass or something. Because they just shatter.
Like, they'll be... And the thing is, for every, like, one scene where, oh, that looks cool, there's a couple... There's a couple scenes where it's like, whoa, that's obviously in front of a blue screen. So, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to go see that
one. Oh, man, V for Vendetta is done by the Wachowski brothers. You didn't tell me that.
That's what I just said. That's what I just said. Oh, man. We'll see how that goes because those are the same guys.
I like how it's rated 7.5 out of 10 already. So
it's a good read. We'll post the link to
yeah, anything that. Else on that list? Snow Crash, man, I got to read that book.
Yeah, apparently it's a book kind of like the Matrix cyberpunk genre.
So, yeah.
If Doom would have been directed by Paul Verhoeven, who was the same guy that directed RoboCop and Starship Troopers.
That would have been awesome.
That would have been awesome. Because, I mean, even today, you don't see people's arms get blown off the way you do in Paul Verhoeven movies. I think he also did Hollow Man.
I think he did. Was it a
and
little...
Total Recall? Did he do Total Recall?
I don't know. Why didn't you research before the show started? That was going to be my rant a few weeks ago. I was listening to the Dignation podcast, and they were going on for 10 minutes on something that they didn't know the answer to, so they're just making up crap. You need to prepare better.
I can't, like, think of every possible, like, tangent we're going to go off on. And yes, he did direct Hollow Man and Total Recall.
I didn't know Total Recall was a short story by Philip Dick.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Okay, let's move on to... Oh, come on, wake up. What do we have? Reviews. So RC gave me his Game Boy player, which he had never used in his life. And when the Game Boy player first came out, I was dissing it. I mean, who's going to want to do this? I think it's a cool thing. I think Nintendo, before they came out with the DS, should have just started bundling or built the hardware into the GameCube itself.
Now, did you move the GameCube up to the bedroom so you can still sit in bed and play Castlevania?
No, I still use my Game Boy for that. My next goal is to get WarioWare Twisted out and see if I can play it on there.
You're going to pick up the whole GameCube? I'll
have to pick up the GameCube and rotate it back and forth.
Wow.
But it lets you, you can go into the settings to switch games without having to turn the whole thing off. It doesn't really have quite a full screen mode, which I wish they did, but they don't. But other than that, and it's a little... I've been playing Castlevania a lot, and it's a little hard to jump back and forth through the different control schemes.
Jump back and forth?
From the GameCube controller to using the...
It's just a control pad and two buttons.
It just feels different. So, but... If you haven't picked, I looked on eBay for them, and they're still going for about the same price as new. So if you
the
have
Game
a bunch
Boy
of,
Player,
yeah. So if you have a bunch of Game Boy games or GBA games, does it play regular Game Boy games? I'm assuming.
I don't think so.
That's the name of the thing. It's not the Game Boy Advance Player.
I don't know. You stick one in and find out.
I don't have any.
You don't have any regular Game Boy games?
No, I've sort of been looking, but I don't know which good ones to get. If only there was a site.
Zelda.
If only there was a site that rated games.
There used to be a while ago. I don't know whatever happened to that site. Legend of Zelda, Link's Awakening is a good one. Listeners, if you have any good recommendation of original Game Boy games,
yeah,
call in 206-222-BITS or email us at bitsmack@gmail.com.
We also have to put a plug out there for Cincy Classic coming up April 8th in Cincinnati, Ohio. We will be there. I've got to email Craig and tell him we want to sponsor. Oh, shoot.
Are we still recording?
Yes. I launched the Game Boy Player site, and of course, stupid Flash animation popped up with some nice music for you to listen to. Anyway, go to cincyclassic.org, C-I-N-C-I, classic.org. Get more info on that. We'll be there. We still haven't, if you have a good idea for a video game contest, it's got to be something quick. Last time it was Kaboom.
I think we should have a tournament where we can see who can complete Chrono Trigger the fastest.
How long does that take?
I'm just joking. It's an RPG.
I was thinking Kasami Ninja on the Atari Jaguar.
I was trying to think of some other good old Game Boy games, but
Let me know if you have any good Game Boy games or GBA games. Because
Link's Awakening is the first one that comes to my mind.
Because I'll still
Donkey Kong. That's an awesome one.
Which Donkey Kong?
It's the one that's It's not like the arcade Donkey Kong, although it starts out like that. It's the one that you have to like get the key to the door, and it's like a puzzle kind of game.
Yeah.
But it's like also a platformer kind of.
I've been looking at. I almost bought Donkey Kong King of Swing.
Is that the one where you pound on the bongos?
No, that's Donkey Konga.
No, I thought there was another one. Jungle Beat? Something like that?
Oh, I don't know. I'm talking about King GBA, too.
Oh. All right.
What is our number? 2487?
It's bits. Oh, I have to admit, remember how weeks ago I was making fun of if you couldn't find the letters on your phone and figure out what bits meant, then you shouldn't be calling in? Well, it's hard with the Trio because it has this little keyboard down there, so I can't actually put in letters like I normally would. I have to use the on-screen phone dialing pad in order to do that.
My problem is with I have the Verizon V phone that opens up for a full keyboard. So if I'm listening to my voicemail, I'll open it up and it'll go into speakerphone. But the first thing it asks me for is my code. And I only know the word for my code, not the numbers. And I can't type it in because I don't know the numbers on the inside.
Oh, I hate that I have to have a password. I wish that I could turn it off, but I cannot figure out. I went through all the settings I could.
Go to change your password and say, I don't want one now.
I tried that. It said, you have to have a password.
Just put it out all zeros and then let us all know the number.
No. But, I hate that I have to put in a password to listen to my voicemail. That sucks.
Wah, wah, wah.
Screw you, Verizon. Suck it.
Suck it. Okay, well, this is Goes.
And this is RC. Stay tuned next week for a much better episode.